Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3480 BN. Today's date is October 21st, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Projects the Election Will Be Delayed by Days. Too Big to Rig. Watch what happens next. Let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are already projecting out there what they're going to do in the election. And it looks like they're following the same exact playbook back in 2020. We have different Secretary of States coming out, the news coming out, saying there's going to be delays in the election. Georgia is saying, listen, we're going to have to wait a couple of days to get those overseas ballots in. Pennsylvania is doing the same exact thing. Wisconsin, you name it. They're all letting you know that the election is going to be delayed. And think about why they're doing all of this. Because once again, they're going to try to use the same exact tactics that they used back in 2020. Remember, this is not an election of their votes. Trump has the votes and he's getting more and more votes. As he gets more and more votes, guess what's happening to them? They are losing their votes. Yes, the polls need to stay in a place where you think it's pretty darn close, even though Trump is in the lead. But they need to make sure that you think that, oh, if she wins, it's okay because, yeah, she might have been trailing by a little bit, but she won. So it does make sense. That's why they keep the polls very, very close. But they're also planning other tactics. And this is why they have Trump actually leading in the polls right now. Because what they're going to try to do is, yes, they're going to try to delay the election. Yes, they're going to make you think that it's very, very close. And Kamala, she might be winning. And Trump is not going to accept the results. But what's going to happen, I do believe this time around, is that they're not going to be able to make up the difference. They're not going to be able to make up the ballots that they need. And this is going to be a huge problem for them. Because once again, this is why Trump said, number one, vote early. Number two, let's make it too big to rig. And he also put up a lot of roadblocks, which is making it very, very difficult for them to cheat. It doesn't mean they can't cheat. Of course they can cheat. But he wants to make it as difficult as possible and make it so difficult that they will not be able to create the ballots that they need. And once the votes are coming in and the votes are already there, they're going to realize this is going to be impossible. The numbers, first of all, won't even make sense. Number two, we would have to keep the election shut down for not just 3-4 days, many, many days, and people are going to get suspicious. And this is why I do believe they're out there letting everyone know that, and Eric Holder is out there, and we have Kamala's administration out there saying that the elections this time around are very, very secure. We have a head of CISA out there telling everyone that the elections are very, very secure, just like back in 2020. Now, think about it. If the election is too big to rig and they can't create the ballots that they want, what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to let Trump win. And I believe what they're already planning to do is they're going to have some type of cyber attack where they can say that the elections were interfered and the whatever country it is, was trying to help Trump. And that's what pushed him over the edge and allowed him to win. And of course, they're going to try to use this to stay in power. Because once they begin this entire narrative, people are going to say, okay, well, then who's the winner? What do we do next? Now, think about what they just did and think about what Trump and the Patriots have trapped them in. They just admitted that the elections aren't secure. Remember, they are telling us right now the elections are as secure as 2020. Eric Holder, who was vetting everyone for Kamala's campaign, is saying that. Kamala's administration, the CISA, you name it. They're telling us these elections right now are as secure as 2020. They're not going to tell you they're not secure because that'd be kind of ridiculous, wouldn't it? Oh, by the way, we're vulnerable and something might happen. No, they have to say, what happened back in 2020? We got the same thing going on right now. And we might see a delay in the election. You can see out in Pennsylvania, they're trying to make the excuse that, hey, we got to take the ballots out of the envelopes. It's going to take a very, very long time. This is DEI talk, actually, if you really think about it. They can open the ballots. They can count them all in one night. It's absolutely ridiculous what they're saying. But there's a reason why they're saying it, because they know they're going to need time to make up the difference. So once this happens, it opens their entire narrative up to the people, and the people then start questioning, well, if this election is no longer secure, what about 2020? Because you're telling us it's as secure as 2020. And I do believe Trump most likely is going to trap him in all this. Now, remember, yes, the deep state can do many, many different things. They have many, many different tactics. But you could see they're already letting us know that this is what they're going to try to do. They're already projecting out there that the election is going to be delayed, just like with the election in 2020. The election was delayed. Of course, they had to use other tactics. They had to use a water main break. They had to use other things. This way they could say this is why it was delayed. This time around, they're using the overseas ballots. They're using the excuse that the envelopes are very, very difficult to maneuver and we can't open them that fast. They're trying everything to explain why they're going to have to keep the elections shut down for quite a while. But I don't believe it's going to work this time around. I do believe the election is going to be too big to rig. They're not going to be able to make up the difference. And this is why they're going to have to move to their other method. And this is why they're building the narrative right now of saying that Trump is not going to accept the election results. Because when he wins and they say the elections were interfered and this time around a foreign country assisted him in winning and they truly don't know who the winner is, and he's going to say, well, no, I'm the winner. Just like I was in 2016. Remember, in 2016, they said Russia was involved, but they never gave proof. This time around, I think they're going to go all out to show that the elections were manipulated. And this is going to fall right into what Trump wants them to do, because this is going to open up the conversation of the elections are not secure. They lied about it. And people are going to see this. Now, once again, what's the remedy for this? Where do we go from this point? And I do believe either since the country was attacked, remember the election system is part of the national infrastructure, do we then go to a secure election, which is paper, this way nobody can manipulate it, and do we need the National Guard, the Marines, the armed forces, do we need them to guard the elections, and do we need voter ID to make sure nobody is slipping by and trying to vote since we were just attacked by a foreign government? I do believe that this is where all this is headed. Now, this is going to be very, very interesting. And I do believe we're going to see certain things happen, most likely maybe a day before the elections, during the elections. Because once they realize that they can't manipulate the elections and they don't have enough ballots to do it, they're going to have to change course. And I do believe this is why they're giving us this number of days, because what they're going to do most likely is they're going to say, okay, it's day number two, and they're going to realize, holy crap, we need a lot more ballots. This no way can we create this many. It's going to look too obvious. And during this period of time, they probably have a cyber attack saying, oh, the election system was just hit in the middle of the elections here on day one or day two or whatever. And it looks like whoever cyber attacked the election system, it helped Trump win. And now Trump is winning, Kamala isn't, and the elections now are manipulated. And I do believe they're actually leading up to this. But I don't think in the end it's going to work the way they think it's going to work. I think Trump is going to show the American people, show everyone how they actually manipulate the elections, how the elections aren't secure. I think we're coming full circle. And I think people now are going to see the proof, and they're going to see what the deep state has done and how they do it. And I think people are going to realize that they've been tricked the first time. I think a lot of people already realize that, and they're being tricked the second time around, which means the deep state players are going to do what? Are they just going to fold and say, okay, we lost, that's it, we're going home? Or are they going to create chaos during this period of time to cover up what they just did? I think they're going to create chaos and make it seem like the Trump supporters are angry because, again, Trump was winning, foreign entity cyber attacked the election, and now we don't know who the winner is, even though they're saying that the cyber attack helped Trump. And they're hoping that the Trump supporters get on the street, just like during January 6th of 2021, and they're going to have people dressed up as Trump supporters, and they're going to try to start the chaos. But again, I don't think this is going to work. I think this is going to fail, just like everything else. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Nathan Wade, because it seems that the committee released his transcript of an interview, and it shows that he went to the White House multiple times, and it looks like Willis was going after Trump even before she became the prosecutor. And it seems like everything's completely and utterly falling apart around them. And yes, he billed the taxpayers a lot of money. He should have never been put in this position. And now people can see the truth. And it's getting harder and harder for them to hide what really happened. I mean, really think about it. Think about Letitia James' case. Think about Fannie Willis's case. Think about everything that they did. Everything's about to change. All of it's going to fall apart, and people are going to see the truth. It's already happening with Letitia James' case in New York. The appeals court is looking at this going, who's the victim here? Who's damaged? Nobody is. Everybody's happy. We've never seen anything like this. How did you even bring this case up? I think in the end, every single one of the individuals who were involved in this, they should be disbarred, and they should be put in prison for doing something, because this is election interference. And hopefully that is done. Of course, we're going to follow the rule of law. We're going to show the proof. We're going to indict. And yes, the jury is going to see all the evidence, not just one-sided evidence, not manipulated evidence, because that's how the true rule of law actually works. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see Kamala Harris. She's struggling right now. And she's doing whatever she possibly can to convince the people that she's done a great job on the border. And I think everyone realizes that, no, that is not true whatsoever. And it looks like she's trying to basically hide her street releases of these illegals. Supervisor Jim Desmond put this out and said, Border Patrol officials have informed me that street releases were set to resume again last Friday in San Diego County, adding to the more than 155,000 in the past year. But with the election around the corner, the federal government was worried about the optics. So every day they're busing illegal immigrants from San Diego to Yuma County, Arizona, to fly them across the country. This isn't about securing the border for the feds. It's about optics. D.C. Drainer responded to this and said, Border Patrol whistleblower says they're stop street releases of illegal aliens in San Diego to protect Kamala's optics. We'll be busing them to Arizona, then flying them across the country. Kamala is trying to hide her open border chaos. And she's absolutely trying to do this. And you could see these illegals that are being brought into this country. Yes, they're here to replace the American people. Yes, they're here to be used in the elections. They need people who they can use their names, who can bring their mail-in ballots to the mail-in boxes. They don't want to show up in person. They want to do everything behind the scenes. And yes, these people are going to be used for chaos. And that's why they're bringing these individuals to certain states. America put this out and said, these are the increases in population of illegal immigrants in swing states under the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. And when you look at Georgia, since 2021, they had a 401% increase of illegals in that state. North Carolina, 446%. Pennsylvania, 241%. Arizona, 734%. Nevada, 562%. Michigan 775%, Wisconsin 467%. Elon responded to this and said triple-digit increases of illegals in swing states over the past 4 years. Voter importation of an unprecedented scale. And he's absolutely right, because again, they're not just thinking about this election. I'm talking about the deep state players, the D's. They're thinking about future elections. And they're hoping they can get rid of Trump. They tried many, many times before. They tried everything, even two assassination attempts, which means they're going to continue to try. Because remember, they're planning this for the future. They're hoping to change the fabric of this country where they always win the elections no matter what. That's what they're really trying to do. This is why they wanted to fast track all the illegals to become citizens. This is why they're bringing them all in. But once again, the people, they've been watching this. They've been seeing this. See, if they did it quietly, like they were supposed to do during Obama's term, then Hillary Clinton, most of the people wouldn't realize what was really going on, because they'd just be bringing people up. The fake news wouldn't be reporting on it, and they would keep everything quiet. And once again, they'd be censoring everyone that tried to bring it up. But since Trump put the resident in position, and they had to accelerate their plan in 4 years, because remember, they lost 4 years and Trump reversed everything they were trying to do. So they had to accelerate everything. Trump, the Patriots, allowed you to see this and make sure you understand what they're trying to do. Now people can't unsee it. And what's very interesting is we could see that Homeland Security is all in on this. Why? Because Mayorkas is part of it. Remember that speech with Biden where he says, we're going to bring in all the illegals and the white population is going to disappear and the white population will be the minority? Mayorkas was sitting right next to him and he was smirking because this was their plan all along. Catherine Herridge put this out and said, another border crime breakdown. Where is accountability when Homeland Security's internal watchdogs refuses to investigate? We have exclusively reviewed emails that indicate Homeland Security's internal watchdog, the Inspector General, refuses to investigate the department after it failed to fully comply with the NDA collection laws for illegal border entries. Even when the IG was presented with the third-party evidence from the Office of Special Counsel, the Government Accountability Office, and the Inspector General's own internal audit division. DNA collection is a law enforcement tool to identify violent criminal suspects. Recent rates of compliance are under 40%. When asked for the status, IG standardized email response told CBP whistleblowers to go to Freedom of Information Act request. The IG press office did not respond to our questions for comment. And again, they're all in on it. And you could see that they're not complying with DNA collection, because what would you see? You would see children being trafficked across the border. You would see women trafficked across the border. And they don't want you to see any of that. They want you to believe that, no, these children belong to these parents. Probably not parents, probably pimps, probably traffickers. We all know what they are. And there's a lot of people in Hollywood, a lot of corrupt politicians. They're all involved in this. Because remember, they bring these children. Yes, they use them as labor. They also use them as sex slaves. And what's very interesting is that Usher, he was on The View. And they asked Usher, are you going to endorse Kamala? Who are you going to vote for? And he let everyone know, well, you know something? That's personal to every single person. You vote who you want to vote for. And he wasn't going to tell anyone who he was voting for. And then all of a sudden, Diddy was arrested. And all of a sudden, he decided he was going to back Kamala. Isn't that interesting? Take a listen to when he was on The View, when Diddy was arrested, and then how he changed his mind.
I think that the Who's artist should come out and speak for Kamala against Donald Trump, because he is an existential threat to the country. What do you say to that?
You know what? I don't get too deep into politics. I think voting is an individual choice.
Breaking news tonight, Sean Diddy Combs has been arrested in a Manhattan hotel.
I'm supporting Vice President Harris because she fights. I love you more, but I love Kamala Harris even more.
Now, I wonder why he changed his mind. That is very, very interesting. Maybe because Diddy was arrested. He's involved with that. Didn't he bring in Justin Bieber? And hasn't Justin Bieber trying to tell everyone that, it looks like he was one of those children that was raped and he was part of what was going on. And it seems like through his music, he's trying to tell everyone that this is what happened to me. But you know what else just came out? More information on Diddy. And a new lawsuit alleges that he drugged and subsequently sexually assaulted two teenagers, one of them being 13 years old, while other Hollywood celebrities were watching him do so. I mean, really think about this right now. And I wonder who these celebrities are. I wonder who this person is. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. And it looks like Trump War Room pretty much said the quiet part out loud here. And this is what they put out on X. Sex trafficking of minors is becoming the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the United States. The reality of the situation is that ordering sex trafficking victims is just as simple as ordering pizza. This is horrifying reality of Kamala Harris's open border. Did they just mention the Trump War Room pizza? Ordering pizza? Are they letting us know that there's a connection between sex trafficking, child trafficking, and pizza? I think it's starting to seem that way. And I do believe we're going to find out a lot more as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see on X, we know that there's community notes, and we know that there are fact checkers fact checking certain things. They don't always get it right. But it looks like the deep state players, they are manipulating the fact checking. And what's very interesting, the general put this out, a group of 1,700 Democrats fact checkers on X has pledged to use community notes strategically to prevent Trump supporters from raising complaints about election fraud, which is very, very interesting. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, and she's pointing to an article from CNN, fact check, Harris campaign social media account has repeatedly deceived with misleading edits and captions. And it has. Libs of TikTok responded to this and says, of course, the Krasensteins are leading this. This is why Kamala headquarters account never gets community noted, despite all the obvious lies they share. Their lies are so bad that even CNN call them out, yet they never get community noted. Isn't that interesting? Elon needs to start to look into this, because once again, you can see when you start to get a lot of people on board, you can really manipulate the system. And that's looks like that's what they're trying to do here. Even now, they're trying to say that the X platform is really shadow banning the liberals and Kamala and the D's, which is not happening whatsoever. So you could see that they're the ones who are trying to manipulate everything. Actually, if you look at Instagram, you look at Facebook, they're the ones who are manipulating everything. If you look at YouTube, they are the ones who are manipulating everything. Actually, they're censoring many, many people. I think General Flynn was just suspended on Facebook. Was it something he said? Yeah, most likely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Biden and Harris, they've been leaking from Tony Blinken's office information to Iran about Israel's plans. Now, isn't this treason? I mean, really think about this for a second. Is it just a leak, or are there sympathizers within Tony Blinken's office? Remember, the country has been infiltrated. We have the Muslim Brotherhood. Obama brought all of these people in. So it's not just a leak. It's an infiltration, and they're trying to stop Israel every step of the way. Remember, Israel right now is going after the state-funded terrorists, going after Hezbollah, Hamas, removing the deep state players. This is why Biden and Harris are completely out there trying to stop Israel from doing this, telling them not to go into Rafah, telling them that we need a ceasefire, leaking the information because they're panicking right now. Steve Miller put this out and said, it's not even about Iranian sympathizers. A little Iranian spy ring infiltrated Tony Blinken's office. This was barely covered by every single major institutional media outlet in this country. When Trump insults Jim Acostas, that's not enemy of the people shit. When the American media actively works to cover up a hostile foreign espionage operation in a Democratic administration because they agree with their politics, this is actual enemy of the people shit. And he's absolutely right. And you can see they're doing this on purpose. And it looks like there's going to be an investigation into this. Johnson is saying, yes, I heard this information. And yeah, the government now is investigating the unauthorized release of these documents. And once again, if they're leaking this out and you're giving this to the enemy, this is treason at the highest level. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see that the war drums are beating louder and louder every single day. North Korea now is in the spotlight. They are now fighting alongside Russia. And it looks like we have reports that North Korean soldiers, they've been spotted fighting with Russia against Ukraine. And what's very interesting is NATO chief Mark Rutte said, well, this is concerning now, and this is going to escalate the conflict, which is very, very interesting. Then Newsweek put this article out saying that South Korea media claimed that Seoul could send military and intelligence personnel to Ukraine after the North dispatched troops to support Russia in the war. So think about this. We have North Korea with Russia. South Korea wants to go to Ukraine, which is going to put South Korea and North Korea against each other. Rutte is now saying, well, this is going to escalate everything. NATO might get involved in this because, again, we have North Korea and now South Korea. I mean, we could see where all this is going. It looks like the fuse has been lit, and it looks like war now is building up, especially with the Harris administration leaking information to Iran. I wonder what else they leaked. Think about it for a second. So if we are approaching war, which we are, we could see it now. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Think about what the Biden-Harris administration have done. They drained our America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to its lowest levels in 40 years. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, if war between Israel and Iran escalates, Iran could block the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial route for about 20% of the world's oil supply. The depletion of America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve should be a national scandal. Absolutely. And we have, what, something like 17 days of this Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That is it. That's not a very, very long time whatsoever. And if we were energy independent, this wouldn't even matter, actually, if you really think about it, because we'd be able to produce the energy here. Oh, wait, Biden got rid of that, too. So really think about what they've done here. They've done it on purpose, because what is their plan? Go back to the 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan was to have the United States lose the war. So they were setting everything up so the U.S. would lose the war. And remember, they infiltrated the country from within. They wanted to get the weapons away from the people because they were bringing in the illegals, which is really their foot soldiers. So they were going to attack the American people from within. And then, yes, they were going to use the enemies outside of the country to attack this country. And during this whole entire time, they were selling the United States inferior steel that was coming from China. Trump actually stopped that. You could see they're trying to weaken our military. Obama was doing that for a very, very long time. He wasn't funding the military the way it should have been funded. And all of this was being done to weaken the country. But when Trump came in, he turned all of this around. And now they don't have what they need, and the people didn't give up their weapons, and the military is really not controlled by Biden and Harris. The real military, and this is why Trump continually says these are TV generals, these aren't the real generals. The real generals, they are with Trump. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And when Trump was in the White House, yeah, the other countries feared him because they all knew that he wasn't going to give in. He couldn't be blackmailed. He couldn't be bribed like Harris, Biden, Obama, and the rest, because he's not part of the globalist system. And think about it. He's been sending Viktor Orban around, speaking to the leader, saying, listen, yeah, we could destroy you or we can have peace. Because, again, the war is not going to go the way you think the war is going to go. It's not going to be a control war where the U.S. loses. The U.S. will fight back. We will use the weapons that we have. And the war is not going to be lost the way you planned it to be. So I do believe all these leaders, I do believe a lot of them are on the side of Trump, but I do believe they're all going to sit down and they're going to talk about peace. And I do believe this is going to build and build and build as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see the entire January 6th Unselect Committee and everything that they'd done is completely and utterly falling apart. They covered up their crime. They deleted evidence, and they were only put in a place to try to finish the job that they started back in 2020 of November 3rd. Remember, November 3rd, they cheated in the election. They used the ballots. They needed to complete their cheating. So what did they have to do? They had to have an insurrection against a sitting president, and they needed an emergency session so the results would be taken away from Pence, brought to Pelosi, and this way they can certify. That's what they wanted, to complete everything. And that wasn't the completion of their insurrection. The completion was supposed to be the Unselect Committee. What was the Unselect Committee supposed to do? They were supposed to bring it out that Trump was responsible for all this, no matter how they were going. I mean, they're going to edit the tapes. They're going to put false information out there. But their entire job was to make sure that he couldn't hold office. And they wanted to use the 14th Amendment on him. But the Unselect Committee was not successful. They failed in their mission. And it looks like Cassidy Hutchinson, maybe she was a plant. I mean, we have a post that says she was a plant. And it looks like it set up Liz Cheney. I think she fell for all of this. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Cassidy Hutchinson, Liz Cheney scandal keeps getting worse. Representative Loudermilk hired a handwriting expert to analyze a note Hutchinson testified under oath she had composed the afternoon of January 6. Cheney held up the note, which was part of a statement dictated by Mark Meadows for Trump to post as the events of January 6 unfolded. During a January 6 committee televised performance, White House lawyer Eric Hirschman immediately disputed Hutchinson's claim and said he wrote the note. An expert just confirmed Hirschman's account. Cassidy Hutchinson appears to be a pathological liar and perjurer. So was she sent in there to set up Cheney, and Cheney fell for all of it? And she communicated with Cassidy using encrypted channels, and now she's caught in all this? It's starting to seem that way. And the entire January 6th insurrection that they created, saying that it was Trump's fault, is completely and utterly falling apart. Now what people are seeing is that, wait a minute, they were really involved in this. We see Antifa, they were dressed up as Trump supporters. We see confidential human sources. We see the Capitol Police, the FBI, they were all involved with this, and they were dressed up as Trump supporters. And now the IG says, yeah, we do have a lot of FBI that were involved in this, but we can't give you the report just yet. And I do believe what they're waiting for is the almost the same thing to happen on January 6th of 2025, because then you can start to put the pieces together and you could say, well, they did it then, they did it back then, now it's all making sense. It's really the deep state that continually does this. It's not Trump supporters, it's not Trump himself. It is the deep state, it's the criminal syndicate that continually does this. And I do believe all of this is going to fall apart on the deep state plate. It already is, because now people see more and more. In the very, very beginning, people were looking at January 6th and they were horrified. Now they're looking at it going, you know something? I think this was staged by the FBI. I think this was staged by the CIA. I think they were involved in all of this. I think the Trump supporters, they were there protesting peacefully, and they're the ones who caused these problems. They're the ones who set all of this up. And I think people now are now a lot wiser. They're seeing what's happening, and they're going to be pushing back quite a bit right now, just like with the election in 2020. When that happened, everyone said, no, there's no cheating. Come on, where do you see the proof? Today, you know what people are saying? I see how they can manipulate the ballots. I see how they can feed it into the machines. I see how the machines can flip the votes. I could see why now they said there was a water main break. They took out suitcases. They started feeding in the ballots. I see why they needed time a couple of days after the election and how they used the mail-in ballots, and they didn't look at the signatures, and this is why they didn't want to produce the ballots. I think everyone's starting to realize how the cheating system works. Because remember, before this point, everyone believed that the elections were very, very secure. And I think Trump made the deep state players go to the extreme. You want to cheat? You want to win? Well, you're going to have to pull out all the stops. You're going to have to cheat like you've never cheated before. And when you do something like this, it's very, very noticeable. And they're going to do it again in 2024. But this time, it's not going to work the way they think it's going to work. Just like they thought last time, if they got Taylor Swift, everything would be great. Taylor Swift would endorse. Everything would be great. All her followers would go along with it. But this time, it looks like she's having a difficult time. And where she grew up and where she lives, the people, they're kind of rejecting her. Actually, she was giving her Eras tour in Hard Rock City, Miami. And it looks like a plane flew over and it said, Trump 2024, ready for it, cat lady, MAGA. So once again, the people aren't going for this. Just like the Arabs aren't voting for Harris. Trump, he put this out and says the following. Arab voters are very upset that comrade Kamala Harris, the worst vice president in the history of the United States and low IQ individual, is campaigning with a dumb as a rock war hawk, Liz Cheney, who, like her father, the man that pushed Bush into ridiculously go to war in the Middle East, also wants to go to war with every Muslim country known to mankind. Remember, Liz Cheney lost her congressional seat by the largest margin, 40% in the history, for a sitting congressperson. If Kamala gets four more years, the Middle East will spend the next four decades going up in flames, and your kids will be going off to war. Maybe even a third world war, something that will never happen with President Donald J. Trump in charge. For our country's sake and for your kids, vote Trump for peace. Absolutely. And it looks like Kamala Harris, she's having a very difficult time. All of her interviews, they're completely and utterly falling apart. People are realizing that they're taped, they're edited, and she's going to do more interviews because you only do more interviews like this when you're losing in the polls, because if she was really winning, she wouldn't have to worry about this. But when you're very, very low in the polls, you need to do more just to get your base on board, but it looks like it's not going to work. And it looks like she's going to do a town hall with CNN, and they don't want reporters there. Stephen Chung put this out on X and said, some frustrated media sources tell us that Kamala Harris and the network have agreed not to let press into their town hall on Wednesday. This is unprecedented, and CNN is clearly already trying to protect and cover up for Kamala Harris. Now, think about it. All the different networks are covering for Kamala Harris. This is election interference, and this, again, raises concerns about the propaganda networks. They're in line with the deep state players. They are going along with this agenda, which means, let's talk about staying healthy. We all have two ages, our true age and our biological age. Our bio age suggests how healthy or unhealthy we are inside. You want your bio age years younger than your true age. Let me tell you how Field of Greens is helping me do that. Field of Greens is an organic superfruit and vegetable drink, unlike any other. It's serious nutrition. Listen to this. Field of Greens was approved for a university study that doctors believe may lower your body's biological age. That generally means better health. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was selected by doctors to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. Only Field of Greens is backed by this better health promise. At your next physical or checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Join me in better health with 15% off and free shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. That is fieldofgreens.com, or click the link in the description. They're going to be held for treason and sedition. Very interesting. Now, 60 Minutes, they came out and said, yeah, we changed a couple things, but it's not that big of a deal. Just changed a couple things. It's not that big of a deal. Ryan Savenger put this out and said, this is a lie. Harris's first answer, the work that we've done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region. Well, that's a mouthful. The second answer, we are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end. Those are not the same answers whatsoever. Catherine Herridge put this out and said, this statement is an indicator CBS News hasn't contained the fallout from its Kamala Harris 60 Minutes edit. Releasing the full unedited transcript is consistent with journalistic transparency, and it stands behind the integrity of the entire Kamala Harris edit, not just the clips under scrutiny. CBS has the ability to immediately settle these questions and address merits of FCC complaints alleging news distortion. There is ample precedent, CBS News, for releasing full unedited transcripts. Back in 2019, the interview with Attorney General Bill Barr. 2020 interview President Trump. February 2024, 60 Minutes released its full interview transcript with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Note, CBS did not respond to early requests for comment. So CBS, to show the people that you didn't change anything else and everything's on the up and up, they should release the full transcript. And remember, they only put out 21 minutes of the interview. It's being reported that the interview ran about 45 minutes. So it's almost half. So we're missing half of it. What are they hiding? And once again, this is not going to go too well for CBS. It's not going to go too well for Kamala. And if they are forced to release this transcript, and it comes out that they did this because the Harris administration told them to do it, this is going to be a problem for the Harris administration. And I wonder if she's going to have to step down. This reminds me of the Hunter Biden laptop when you had all the clowns out there saying, oh, no, no, it's Russian disinformation. This is very, very interesting. Trump, he put this out and said, when will CBS release their transcript of the fraudulent interview with Comrade Kamala Harris? They changed her answer in order to make Kamala look intelligent rather than dumb as a rock. This may be the biggest scandal in broadcast history. CBS must get the transcript out now. Litigation has already started. Harris wasn't able to put two sentences together, so they completely removed her answer and put in another one. The public has a right to know what was changed to save this totally unfit presidential candidate from our country's voters. She is a threat to democracy. And you know it's not just going to be that one question, because we have something like 24 minutes of other things. So that means I wouldn't be surprised if they changed a lot. Now, really think about this. Did they do this on purpose? Did Obama and team set her up just like they set up Biden? I do believe Kamala's probably a stepping stone. So did they do this where they say, hey, listen, we're going to make you acting president. So our promise is fulfilled. You're the president now. We're going to have Biden step down and we're going to have to replace you. Once this comes out, you have to step down because you interfered in the election. And will people accept this? Will people be okay with this? Maybe, maybe not. Will it actually really happen? We'll have to wait and see. But it seems like this wasn't done in a way where they were trying to hide it all, because again, 60 Minutes actually released her garbled message. Why would they do that? Does that make any sense? Because if you wanted to keep this hidden, you would keep it hidden. If you wanted this to be done in a certain way, you would leak something out. So this way, people could see it. People would say, whoa, wait a minute, I want to see more of this. And then actually swap her out. But let's see what happens. It's going to be very, very interesting. Now, once again, Kamala, she lied about working at McDonald's. And if she lied about working at McDonald's, what else is she lying about? Well, we already know that these criminal syndicate players, they lie about everything. And if they get caught in a lie, you know what they do? They just tell another lie. That's all they do. Trump, he decided to troll her. And he actually went to a McDonald's in Feasterville, Pennsylvania. And the people, they just lined the street waiting for him. And this tells you everything you need to know right there. And Trump, he did this for different reasons. And he was trolling Kamala. And the reason is pretty clear. Trump's visit to McDonald's was a masterful political maneuver, and everyone knows it. Trump showed up to a McDonald's restaurant in Feasterville, and he started a temporary new job, fry cook. The visit was a jab at his opponent, Kamala Harris, who made a dubious claim that she once worked at the fast food restaurant during her college years. But it was much more than just a jab at Harris. It was a bit of a political posturing that showcased one of his strengths, coming off as a relatable person. Choosing Pennsylvania was a good strategic move. The Keystone State is expected to be crucial in the outcome of the upcoming election. And both campaigns, they're trying to get the people there, but it looks like Trump is winning. Secondly, the whole visit was absolutely hilarious. Video footage circulating on social media shows Trump arriving at McDonald's, takes off his jacket, puts on an apron, and he's at the window. He's, putting fries in the bag, and he was having a great time. And this was a very good publicity stunt, because what it did was it made all of this go viral. Actually, it's very good for McDonald's too. Probably use it as an ad campaign. And it was very, very clever. And once again, McDonald's has come out and they stated there is no record of Kamala Harris ever working for the company, but they made it clear she is welcome to work at one of its restaurants as Trump did earlier today. You think she's really going to do this? Now, of course, we have the fake news out there and other people saying, oh my God, it was all staged. Well, first of all, you're not just going to have people drive up. They attempted to assassinate him twice. So yes, these people are going to be checked over. They're going to check their cars. Yes, they're going to bring people in. But once again, that wasn't the point of it. The point of it was to troll Kamala because she said she worked at McDonald's when she really didn't. McDonald's doesn't even have records of it. How come she doesn't produce the McDonald's where she worked, the people that she worked with, and anything like that? It reminds me of them going after Kavanaugh and going after Trump with E. Jean Carroll saying, yeah, they sexually, you know, assaulted me, but I can't remember the time. I can't remember the place. I can't remember anything. And her whole, you know, McDonald's thing is, yeah, I worked at McDonald's, but I can't remember anything. I have no proof or anything else. But if they're really talking about staging things, remember when AOC went down to the border and stood in front of the fence and cried and went to her knees, and everyone learned that on the other side of the fence was just this open field. There were no illegals there whatsoever. There's nothing was going on. That was staged. Hey, remember when Biden was in the White House set? A fake White House. I mean, it wasn't even the White House. It was a White House set. And he was getting jabbed with the bioweapon, probably saline. Yeah, that wasn't staged. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. But again, we have no record of her working for McDonald's. Steve Miller put this out and said, they have not been able to produce a single photo, pay stub, financial record, company record, or a single solitary coworker who worked with her or witness who saw her there at all. Zero. They can't even identify the location. She lied, she lied, she lied. She never worked at McDonald's. Absolutely. Trump, he put this out and said, lying Kamala Harris is now a confirmed liar in that she never worked at McDonald's. And she said she had for years. She never worked at McDonald's. She is a liar, not a president. Absolutely. And that's what people now are seeing, that she's lying. Now, of course, the fake news is trying to fact check everything, that yes, she worked there. You know why? Because she said so, and there's no other proof. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to say something, at least have some proof. But she can't show any proof. The company can't even prove it. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And the fake news, they're having a very, very difficult time with this. They're actually losing their minds. But you know what's interesting is that we know that these are liars. We know they're cheats, and they're going to cheat in the election. And yes, they use Act Blue to cheat in donations, and they use people's names because they have these big donors that can't donate the money. So what they have to do is they have to launder the money in and use people's names for smaller donations. And what's very interesting is that Texas AG Ken Paxton is sounding the alarm that anyone with a prepaid debit card can make thousands of illegal political contributions through Act Blue. This is particularly concerning as state actors like China, Russia, and Iran can use Act Blue to support Democrat candidates like Kamala Harris. The FEC must immediately require that Act Blue obtain the ID of every donor. The Harris campaign has raised more than three times the amount of Trump has raised thanks to Act Blue's failure to ensure that only eligible U.S. citizens are making legal contributions to Democrats. And remember, Act Blue, they also took off the security check, the three-digit number, so people could just continually pay for donations. So look what Act Blue is doing. It's absolutely unbelievable. And yes, the FEC should investigate all this, because I think they're going to find out that, yeah, this is all illegal. And again, we're dealing with a criminal syndicate. They're never going to do anything on the up and up because they're a criminal syndicate. And once again, they're going to cheat every step of the way. And when you look at the swing states, especially Wisconsin, mail-in ballots are being requested by the thousands in locations which are undeliverable. So if nobody is there, who the hell is requesting the ballot? I mean, really think about this. So Peter and team remove the inactive voters, bring the number down to 380,000. And here's what they found. 2,707 permanently moved out of the state. 2,325 addresses not deliverable and not found in the United States Postal Service database, 7,571 incorrect or missing secondary missing apartment number, 976 single receptacle drop for mail for all residents at same physical address, 97 no secure locations, 3,000 duplicates, 275 moved, 168 at a high-rise buildings but not housing, 10,000 not all components of the address match up to what is in the United States Postal Service database. This is why the voter rolls have to be cleaned completely. Because once again, what they do is they have these dirty voter rolls. They use the names and they could just continually use these names and use them as voters over and over and over. And that's what they do. But you can see the deep state players, they're already telling us what they're about to do. Remember last time we had to have water main breaks. They had to make excuses. They had to board up the windows. They had to delay the elections. This time they're just coming straight out and saying, listen, we're not going to get the ballots in. We're not going to get the overseas ballots in. It's going to take a couple of days. Plus, these envelopes are very, very difficult to open. So it's going to take us longer to count. They're already letting us know that this is how they're going to cheat. Patriots Are Control put this out and said, they're doing it again. PA Secretary of State is warning that we won't have results on election night. Please be patient. Our counties are working night and day to count their votes. They're doing so as quickly as they can and with integrity. And the fix is definitely in. And they already had video of showing how the envelopes are difficult to rip open and things like that. The other thing that's really interesting, since they're telling us this in Pennsylvania, Trump was at a Pittsburgh Steeler game, and the crowd in the stadium started to chant USA, USA when they saw him. Take a listen. USA! Now you can see why they have to delay the elections, because the people are not with them and they need the ballot count. Even Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, the Secretary of State there, he's letting everyone know that the UOCAVA ballots, they're going to take about 3 days. And what's very interesting about this, if we go back to 2020, Joe Biden received all the military and overseas ballots in Fulton County. All 900 ballots counted in Fulton County went for Joe Biden. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. So Chief Nerd put this out and said, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said 75% of all the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we'll be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. So the election's on Tuesday, and they're telling us we have to wait for Friday. Seth Keschel responded and said, states must be required to state exactly how many overseas ballots are to be counted beforehand. And he's absolutely right. So let's get this straight. They're going to get 75% of the votes, but they have 25% of the people in Georgia are overseas right now. Does that make any sense whatsoever? Absolutely not. So Michigan says they won't have vote totals on election night. Pennsylvania says the same exact thing. Georgia says it. Arizona says it. So they're telling us exactly what they're planning to do. They got to see how many ballots they need. They don't need votes. They're not getting votes. They're getting ballots. How many we got to print up here? Oh, crap. How many did you say? 60 million? Are you out of your mind? We can't print 60 million. That's ridiculous. And they're doing this because first they're going to see if they can rig the election with the ballots. And remember what Trump says. There's a point where the elections are too big to rig. And I do believe they will not be able to do it. They're going to try. And remember, I do believe this is the pre-plan. They're going to have a post-plan. This is the pre-plan. This is why they're telling us this. So while they're waiting for the ballots, while everyone's waiting, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a cyber attack. But Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee knew this was ahead of them and have a field of force of lawyers, observers, and others who are either going to prevent election fraud or if chaos ensues. So they're prepared and ready. RNC Election Integrity put this out and said, we are full steam ahead to protect the vote. In the last week, GOP has sued Detroit for deleting Dropbox footage after we requested it, stopped leftist attempts in Georgia to extend registration deadlines for partisan advantages, holding Maine officials accountable to stop non-citizen voting, defended Georgia's election rules to safeguard our elections, fought for early voting access for hurricane victims in North Carolina, defended Florida's voter registration safeguards to protect from fraud. So I do believe what Trump, the Patriots are doing, they're putting up roadblocks. They're making it more and more difficult for the deep state to cheat. And as they make it more and more difficult, it means that they will not be able to create the ballots that they're going to need, which means the election is going to be too big to rig, which means they're going to have to take this to the next level. And what's very interesting with all of these poll numbers now showing Trump is in the lead, I do believe they're doing this on purpose. What they're doing is they have their manipulated election results, you know, to get Kamala in. Now they're actually removing what they did to show that Trump is now in the lead. Because remember, they have a pre-plan and a post-plan. Mark Mitchell, Rasmussen Reports, put this out and said, Trump's October surge is just pollsters removing the sandbags from the first week of August, which means they manipulated it. Now they're showing you that Trump was always in the lead. And I do believe they have to do this for what they have coming up next. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we could see how many different ways they're cheating. And Erica PNW put this out, says, Democracy Live's Omni ballot allows me to create and print an official ballot for a made-up voter at any address in King County. I recorded the whole thing, watched the short video for details, and she did exactly that. Take a listen.
So I was messing around on the King County OmniBallot website on the portal, and I entered some fake information. I just made up a name and a birthday and entered it into the voter lookup. So, of course, I wasn't surprised at all when it came back that they couldn't find that voter's information. But when it did, it gave me an option to either search again or I could look up the ballot by the address. So I gave that a shot. And I used an address that has been suspicious. It's like some kind of homeless services or food bank or something of that sort in Seattle. And once I did that, it asked me to enter my name and information again and my address and information again. So I just re-entered the same information of the fake voter and I pushed continue. And it pulls up this question asking if I'm an overseas voter or a service voter. And I just clicked no. And I clicked continue. At that point, it brings up this thing that says official ballot, where it lets me pick my selections on the ballot. I only picked a few just to see what would happen. And I scrolled to the bottom and I pushed continue. And then it was letting me review my selections that I had entered in. And I again scrolled to the bottom and clicked continue. After a moment, it pops up with a box that allows me to download my ballot packet. So I download the ballot packet, and this is what it provides me. It's an official ballot with the ballot packet instructions, the signature form, what looks like the front of an envelope to King County Elections that's with their address on it, and this official-looking ballot that says official ballot on it. I just made an official ballot for a made-up voter using some random name and birthday and entering in an address, and I've got a ballot.
So you could see that they have many, many different ways of creating fake ballots. Remember, these aren't votes. These are ballots that they're going to use. They're going to print them up. I think this is going to be a major problem for them in the end. But it looks like they're already preparing the scenario for when Trump loses and Trump wins. Yes, they have two scenarios, because once again, they're going to try to use the ballots to win. And Trump's going to say they cheated. So they're already putting it out there. This is from Politico. The very real scenario where Trump loses and takes power anyway. So what they're trying to say is that Trump is going to say that he won, and he's going to say that he is president, even though the ballots show that Kamala has won. And this is what they say. If Trump overturns the 2024 election, here's how it could happen. No one knows exactly what Trump's attack on the electoral system will be in 2024, said Representative Jamie Raskin, a member of the January 6th Unselect Committee. What will he do this time? The answer, according to lawmakers, congressional investigators, party operatives, election officials, and constitutional lawyers, goes something like this. He will deepen distrust in the election results by making unsupported or hyperbolic claims of widespread voter fraud and mounting long-shot lawsuits challenging enough ballots to flip the outcome in key states. He will lean on friendly county and state officials to resist certifying election results. He will call on allies in GOP-controlled swing states legislators to appoint alternative presidential electors. He will rely on congressional Republicans to endorse these alternative electors. He will try to ensure Harris is denied 270 votes in the Electoral College. So they're already telling you that he's going to do the same thing that he did back in 2020. That's pretty much what they're saying that he's going to do. Then we have the Washington Post, and it says, could Trump undermine the vote again? Harris legal team says it's prepared. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Eric Holder and the Harris team, they've come out and they said that the elections are completely secure. And they're secure just like they were back in 2020. That's what Eric Holder said. He said, there's not an awful lot that does keep me up at night, Eric Holder said. He said, we found that the 2020 election was the most secure election in American history, and I think there's a reason to expect that this will be the same in 2024. So when you really look at it, they're telling us that the elections are secure. The head of CISA is telling us the elections are secure. The Harris administration is telling us they're secure because they're basing everything on we're going to be able to get enough ballots and we're going to be able to win. So the elections were secure. They're already setting up that narrative. What's going to happen, which I do believe, and this is why Trump has put this out there, that there's going to be a point where the election is too big to rig. They won't be able to create enough ballots. And this is where everything falls apart on them. And this is where I do believe Trump is leading them down this path. Because I do believe during this period of time, and I think now we have Kash Patel, General Flynn, Emil Robinson hearing from different sources that there's probably going to be a cyber attack either before or during the election. So if they find out that they aren't winning, they can't create the ballots, and that's what I say when they're winning, it means they can't create the ballots, they're going to have to use a different tactic because they're going to have to explain to the country why Trump won. They don't want people to know that he got the votes. They're not going to say, hey, everyone, we couldn't create the ballots and that's why we didn't win. They don't want to say he got all the votes because they don't want people to know that. So they're going to say that the elections were hit with a cyber attack and the foreign entity assisted Trump just like they assisted him in 2020. They assisted him with the election and they were able to manipulate the election results. And that is why he won. I do believe that is where they're headed with all of this. And yes, they're going to push this, which means people on Trump's side are going to say, no, he won fair and square. And they're doing this on purpose. I'm talking about the deep state players because they want the Trump supporters to be angry. You're also going to have Antifa and the D party, the illegals. They're going to be angry because they're going to see that Trump won. So they're setting up the perfect scenario to create unrest, civil unrest. And yes, they will have people dressed up as Trump supporters. I'm talking about the illegals, the deep state players. But Rasmussen responded to the Washington Post and says, update. We found the 2020 election was the most secure election in American history, Eric Holder. What does this tell you about Democratic plans for election fraud? Evidence below for early next month. Well, what is the evidence? Well, I do believe you're going to see the counterfeiting and stuff job in Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, just like we saw last time. And I think there's going to be evidence of it this time around. But again, they're going to distract everyone and make everyone look at the cyber attack and think that Trump had help winning the election. And this is where I do believe it's going to fall apart on them if it plays out this way. Remember, there's many different scenarios, but you can see we're kind of leading up to this because once again, he just showed the American people that the elections aren't secure. Because remember, they told us they're as secure as the elections in 2020. This is what Eric Holder said. This is what the Harris administration, this is what CISA said. So if they're secure as 2020, how were they manipulated then? And now there must be an investigation. Now we must find out how the elections were manipulated, which is then going to call into question 2020. You see how this is all going to work? And I do believe what we're going to find out is that the elections were never secure, that the systems, the Dominion machines and others, they could always be manipulated, which I think we all know. And remember, 62% of the people believed the elections were rigged in 2020. 65% believe there's going to be election interference. And these elections are going to be rigged. So it's not going to be that far-fetched of an idea or what's coming up that these elections are going to be manipulated by the deep state players. Yes, they're going to make it look like they were manipulated by foreign governments, but it's all going to track back to the people in this country, the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, CIA, FBI, and the rest. And this is where it's all going to fall apart on them. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. And I do believe we're going to see some crazy things during this election. And they're already letting us know their first part of the plan. I do believe the second part of the plan, I think we already know. It's the same as what they were trying to do with Trump in 2020. They want civil unrest. They want the elections where nobody knows who won. They want to stay in control. And they want to try to use the 14th Amendment on him. That is pretty much their plan in a nutshell. And I do believe with them doing this, it's probably going to have to go up to the Supreme Court, or we look at the ballots and people start to realize, wait a minute, all these ballots are replicas of one another. And let me say, it's Harris, 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 and the dots look exactly the same. Why is all the names the same? Why is everything the same? And I think this is going to be something the deep state players don't want. So in the end, I think the elections either are going to be redone, maybe using paper, one-day voting, voter ID, and they might have to be guarded because, again, the country was attacked. It's part of the national infrastructure. But let's see how this all plays out. And you could see already their first part of the plan is exactly what we thought. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Trump's transition team, they're going to refuse federal assistance and transition funding when Trump wins. So the winner of the presidential election usually merges the president-elect's transition team with the federal transition team. Current government bureaucrats then begin a process of briefing, agency institutional transfer coordination, and funding to assist the incoming president's team. However, as we saw in the aftermath of 2016 election, the government side of the transition worked behind the scenes to impede Trump's ascendancy into office and factually supported the corrupt government IC officials who were targeting Trump. For election 2024, Trump transitions team is now saying they are likely to go it alone and skip the federal transition assistance. Remember, they gave all the information to Mueller back in 2020, the transition team, the federal transition team. And it's very interesting because Trump, he didn't take the intel briefings, and now he's passing on the federal transition team, which means he knows exactly what they're trying to do, and he knows that he doesn't need them this time around because he doesn't need their intelligence. He doesn't need their transition team. He doesn't need any of it because, once again, he has the military behind him, and he's already been the president, so he doesn't need any of this. Remember, he's not a freshman anymore coming in, seeing how everything works. Now he knows how everything works. He's seen the board. He put everything into place. And now it's time to take it all back. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.